And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 9th of November, 2015. It's the birthday of Ivan Turgenev, born in Orel, Russia, 1818, author of Fathers and Sons. It's the birthday of the poet Anne Sexton, born in Newton, Massachusetts, 1928. It was on this day, 1967, the first issue of Rolling Stone magazine was published in San Francisco. It's the anniversary of Kristallnacht, the night in 1938 when German Nazis coordinated a nationwide attack on Jewish homes and businesses and synagogues. Inspired by the murder of a German diplomat by a Jew in Paris, and Hitler used that to stage a fake uprising in response. He and Joseph Goebbels contacted stormtroopers around the country, told them to attack Jewish buildings, but to make the attacks look like spontaneous demonstrations. The police were told not to interfere with them and to arrest the Jewish victims instead. Firefighters were told to put out only fires in any adjacent properties, not Jewish properties. In all, more than 1,000 synagogues were burned or destroyed. Rioters looted about 7,500 Jewish businesses, vandalized Jewish hospitals, schools, and cemeteries. Many of the attackers were neighbors of the victims. It was the beginning of the Holocaust. Before Kristallnacht in 1938, the Nazis had killed people secretly and individually. And after Kristallnacht, the Nazis felt free to persecute Jews openly because they knew that nobody would stop them. And it was on this day in 1989 the Berlin Wall came down in Germany. It was a tumultuous year. Poland had free elections. The communists lost. Hungary opened its border with Austria. On November the 4th, more than 500,000 protesters turned out in East Berlin, chanting, "Wir sind das Volk, we are the people," demanding reforms. November 9th was a gray, cold Thursday. East German officials decided to loosen travel restrictions for their citizens, hoping to quiet the unrest. Thousands of East Berliners thronged to the wall. The border guards weren't sure just what to do about it and what was the procedure, but they did not want to open fire. And meanwhile, the crowds were growing larger. And finally, the guards had no choice but to let the people through. And in the days that followed, Germans from both sides tore down the wall with hammers and pickaxes and screwdrivers. Here's a poem for today by Anne Sexton entitled Doctors. They work with herbs and penicillin. They work with gentleness and the scalpel. They dig out the cancer, close an incision, and say a prayer to the poverty of the skin. They are not gods, though they would like to be. They are only human, trying to fix up a human. Many humans die. They die like the tender, palpitating berries in November. But all along, the doctors remember, first, do no harm. They would kiss if it would heal. It would not heal. If the doctors cure, then the sun sees it. If the doctors kill, then the earth hides it. The doctors should fear arrogance more than cardiac arrest. If they are too proud, and some are, then they leave home on horseback, but God returns them on foot. Doctors, a poem by Anne Sexton, from The Awful Rowing Toward God, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.